Welcome to another episode of Brand Badasses. I'm Bud.
And I am Jeffrey Lynn.
Hey, Jeffrey.
Hi.
What's going on today? What are we talking about?
Well, I have a question for you.
Okay.
When is it time for a brand refresh?
I don't know. When is it time?
That's what we're going to talk about.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good topic.
So the thing is, you come up with this brand when you start your business, or you've refreshed it a time or two before.
Uh-huh.
And it's like going through your closet. You might not identify with this. Yeah, you're staring at me because you wear a black t-shirt every day.
Every day.
Last year's outfit.
Okay.
You want to try it on and see if it fits, if it still looks good. You don't want it to be too trendy. And yet, there's classic style that really sustains.
Sure.
So if you think about your brand in that way, you think about it as some are timeless, others are trendy.
Okay.
And when you look at it from the inside out, from design identity, mm-hmm. which is your wheelhouse,
mm-hmm.
to its message and its sustainability, its consistency.
Right.
You have to look at your brand and see if it's evolved with you.
Absolutely.
Because you change. You may be offering different things. You may have changed your product offerings. You may have changed your positioning. You may, mm-hmm. your dream client may have changed, right?
Right.
So we are going to look at the list of elements that go into making a brand and how they may stand the test of time or may need to be tweaked a little bit to continue your business growth over the long term.
Sure, let's do it.
Want to?
So what's the first thing?
Well, first you develop or refine it.
Okay, and what would go into developing or refining that brand?
Well, the big three that everybody always talks about, mission, vision, values.
Okay.
Actually goes much deeper when you look at solidifying that brand and mm-hmm. looking at your brand strategy on how you want to carry it through all of your different channels and all of that, right?
Right.
So you really do want to take it all the way back to the beginning and re-examine why are we doing this in the first place and mm-hmm. what is it we do here that may have changed.
So you want to kind of uncover and get back to the origins
yeah.
of the brand?
Yeah, I think when you're working with brand strategy, you need to go all the way back instead of just saying, well, this was our mission 30 mm-hmm. years ago, or this was my dad's mission, or this was my granddad's mission.
Right.
Maybe that's changed. Maybe it's different from where you started 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So go all the way back to the very beginning and reimagine what you're doing there to see if all of the other pieces still align with your architecture or if they can even be carried through to your customer experience. They may not be relevant any longer.
Right. So what will be some examples?
Well, that's a tough question. What would be some examples? What do you mean?
So what if you're refreshing your brand.
Yeah.
Right. What would be some things that you would want to really get in deep with? You know, how do you go back? Let's actually lay one out here. Let's say hypothetically we're talking about something that is generational. You know, what would be an example of pulling together that information? How would you get back to it?
I think a big one that always helps from the very beginning is if you can really dig in and examine your values
mm-hmm.
from a leadership perspective. What do you right. value for your work? Then that is the best place to start. Because if you started a business 35 years ago, and at the time you valued spontaneity or okay. you valued creativity, today with the workforce, you may have grown that building or that business to 5 storefronts and 100 employees.
Right.
And then now you may value loyalty more.
Right.
Customer-based loyalty. Employee loyalty.
And that shift is tremendous, right? So it's going to have a huge impact on how you're now transferring that brand identity
huge
to your clients, to your staff, through your messaging and all that.
And okay. how much easier is it to exemplify your brand if it's in line with your values and what you believe?
Right. Absolutely.
And what's important today versus 35 years ago. So that's the place that if we were helping somebody with a brand refresh, we would start.
Now, what about from the beginning, just plain old brand development right from the get-go?
Well, think about when you and I started Blaze.
Mm-hmm.
We did the same thing. We started with the values.
Yeah. So it always comes back to the values. It always comes back to the core and uncovering where that what that information is. So then what would be the next step? Would that take us to the next step?
The next step's your favorite, design identification.
That's the fun part.
Yeah, the visual representation of what you've figured out in your brand architecture.
Now, it doesn't mean, you know, if you're doing a refresh, it doesn't mean you're getting an entirely new color scheme or entirely new logo. It may be a tweak. I mean, it's almost become a trend now that every 3 years, especially in the tech space, people are refreshing their identity. And that may not really echo all the way back to the solidification, but I know Google, and just the other day, I think Uber announced they were launching a new logo. They just buttoned it up a little bit, you know, cleaner edges, cleaner lines. So when you're getting into that, that doesn't necessarily have to be a full new logo, completely different design. It could just be smoothing out some edges or filling in some negative space or creating some negative space. So it all really comes back to like figuring out what feel you need to project, and your logo is going to be the main thing that you're projecting out there. So if you want to change that, if that's the goal of the refresh, then you need to address that.
Yeah, because that may be an evolution.
Mm-hmm.
That may be because you missed the mark in the first place, or you started your business with design identification without any brand architecture, mm-hmm. and then it's misaligned.
Right, right. And also, you know, you could be owning a space and you don't need to spell out your logo. Built into our brand is a brand growth. So we know that we don't necessarily always need to have Blaze or Blaze Experts always in the logo. The idea is designed to have longevity through minimalism. When you look back at, say, like Apple, you know, they had Apple Computer all written out with the Apple there. And then they slowly removed the computer, and then they slowly even removed Apple, and now it's just an icon. You know, Nike is just an icon.
Yeah, Nike didn't start with just the swoosh.
Right, right.
It had to grow and become that.
It had to become recognizable with just the swoosh. And you'll know whether you're there or not, you know, as how large you are in your market. And if you're in a niche market, that may be possible to do. But then again, it may not be. So you have to determine that, and you have to figure that out. And we have the practices and approaches to figure out if that is an option for you.
Yeah, because sometimes it's a word mark, and that's what gains traction is right. The name.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a solopreneur, or even just a starting entrepreneur, you are your brand. So if your brand is your name,
Disney.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it just depends on what you're positioned to be. So what else can we talk about with brand ID?
Well, beyond the visual representation, mm-hmm. which is that cohesive look
sure.
throughout, there's also the voice, language, and tone.
Absolutely.
So your messaging has to be consistent. You have to be consistently talking to your dream client with the right voice.
Mm-hmm.
Because it would be very confusing to use sophisticated, strong vocabulary when talking to McDonald's market.
Right. So you want to know your client and then transition that or translate that into your voice, language, and tone.
Absolutely. So then when you have that visual representation,
mm-hmm.
and you have your messaging buttoned up, is it buttoned up or buttoned down?
I don't know. I've never thought about it.
Hmm. It's a good Speaking question. Of language.
Right.
Voice like to, and tone.
I button up, personally.
Right, because if you're buttoned up all the way to the neck, then you have it all done.
It'd be weird
right?
to start at the neck and then go down, but you may not miss, you know, miss a button.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just saying.
So when you have that all structured and pieced together the way you would like it.
Your language, your voice, and your tone.
And your visual representation.
And your ID, yes.
Then you have to look at the application of that brand.
Right.
Here's where a lot of people go wrong. They start applying their brand to things before they even do the brand architecture or decide on their visual representation.
You know who does that a lot?
Who?
Designers.
We've got a logo, so we're going to slap it on everything.
Logo it up.
Hmm.
Yeah. Because, you know, we're creative on the design side and not necessarily language side. So we get lost there. But I interrupted. Go ahead.
No, I love that you put that out there because a design without a strategy behind it is very hard to keep relevant mm-hmm. and sustain.
Right.
That's when you are more likely, and this is your wheelhouse, so tell me if I'm off base here. That's when you're more likely to be refreshing or evolving a logo, a mark, colors, things like that, design applications before you should.
Right, because you haven't actually executed everything in the plan, and you don't have a solid foundation. So you start second guessing, and a designer is always going to keep designing. Like, that's what they do, right? So, you know, every year you have a new logo, and that's not a good thing. Every year you have a new style. That's not a good thing either. You do need to have some, what would be the word, resonance in what you've put together.
Right.
You need to let it settle before you can give it. That's why I think trending right now is that 3-year mark. You know, every 3 years, because mm-hmm. things have been, especially the tech space, things have been changing so rapidly. I mean, just think about, websites 3 years ago. Just think about the technology 3 years ago. We've changed so quickly that you have to change all of this stuff. You have to go through a brand refresh that often because your brand can become irrelevant and you need to stop that.
See, and I would rather see, the brand applications changing,
mm-hmm.
updating the website,
right.
updating your posters or your ad campaigns or things like that, and still keep the brand
right.
sustaining until your actual business has evolved or your product offerings have changed or your dream client has changed,
mm-hmm.
and then revisit changing the whole brand. Because yeah. if you think about it, Apple, like you were talking about, that iconic fruit. Yes, there have been different color applications, you know, the rainbow versus the stark black and white. But they've all been small evolutions to the brand. The brand has sustained.
Right.
It's been the application of the brand that's been different from a design standpoint. If you remember, we had a client who wanted to change everything like every 3 months.
Yeah, that won't work.
And I get it. It's visionary and, ooh, I want to go this direction. Ooh, this is a pretty shiny thing. Let's go here. And you can change those applications and the campaigns and the way you are applying your brand to get things done,
mm-hmm.
especially even from a design standpoint, even from a messaging standpoint. If you have that solid brand architecture at your back, though, then you know what your framework is and your parameters
right.
so that you can keep that sustained, consistent reputation.
I think what you're getting at is just because you have your brand identity locked down doesn't mean you can't still be creative. And that's where a lot of people get lost. They feel like that's their point of creativity is the brand ID. Well, no, you need to lock down your brand ID and be creative with how you're delivering your message or where you're delivering your message or, you know, evolve that. And then to the point where eventually you will get to a point where you're at a crossroads and maybe your growth as a business, your positioning as a business is starting to shift. That's when you start to look back at the brand refresh. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
Cool.
Nicely
so,
put.
So that's brand application, right? So that's your channels, your messaging, and your presentation. What would be next?
Infusion.
Okay. What does that mean?
Brand infusion is probably more likely when you have employees, a team
right.
around you. That said, even as a solopreneur,
mm-hmm.
that first contact that you have with somebody, they were introduced to you at a networking event or they saw your Facebook Live,
right?
Whatever that looks like, from that first contact until you've done the work, said goodbye, or are continuing the work down the line, the brand should be consistent
mm-hmm.
through that whole process. So when you look at infusing your brand into your business, you have to look at how you design the customer experience and not design from a visual aesthetic.
Standpoint, yeah.
But design from developing
more of a strategic design
and producing and learning and teaching and participating in all interactions with your dream client.
Right.
And that comes down to onboarding to that brand and really, is there a better word than infusion? It's infusing the brand throughout every touch point with your customer.
And if you're a solopreneur, that may be how you dress. That may be how you certain words you say as you're connecting with people. I don't know if you're a boot salesman. Maybe howdy is the right intro, right? I don't know. Could be you figure out what works for you and how to speak to your audience. What you wear, how you present your videos online, how you present your emails, what your follow-ups are, how you touch after the process, you know, if it's via sending somebody a letter, you know, all these things are brand oriented and come back to that original process, which is those refinement solidification pieces. But yeah, so like all of that comes through, especially in the in that brand infusion stage.
Right, and that's where you decide on the last piece, which is brand activation.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're practicing, you're experiencing the brand infusion. For instance, to your point, do you say howdy? Are you more casual? Are you more formal?
Right. Right. These are all things that you need to consider, you know, because you're going to set that expectation. If you have a lot of energy, then you're going to need to have that energy throughout. It can't just be random energy. You
know, that authenticity has to come through.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, we've got basically what, like a 5-step process here, right? So it's, you know, your brand development or refinement, wherever you are, the design ID, and then the brand application, and then the brand infusion, and then the last thing is the brand activation.
So and activation, if you practice what you preach
yeah.
through this whole thing, you can't miss.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So you've got this 5-step process that really gets you through everything. And, you know, that's something that we do as a business. You know, we did it for ourselves. So that way we made sure that everything that we were doing, not only were we advising people to do, but we were also living the life of it. You know, these are all important parts that help you build that solid brand that somebody can get behind. Somebody, a client, can really be an advocate of. And it's not complicated to do by any means. It may be complex, but it's not complicated. It could be something that anybody, any brand, any solopreneur, any small business owner, any, you know, you want to run an Airbnb, there's still branding involved in all of these things. And as long as you go through all these different stages, you're going to have a solid brand in the end.
That's right. To your point, it's, what is that saying? It's simple. It's just not easy.
That's true.
It takes getting out of your own way, mm-hmm, and getting clear on what you are, what you're delivering, who you're delivering it to, and then pulling it through the whole experience.
Yeah. And there is an order there. You know, it's like when you build a house, you don't paint the walls first thing. You know, you want to make sure that you're doing things in a logical order, so that way you're not backtracking later and you're not doing unnecessary steps. So yeah, is it time for a brand refresh? That's for you to decide.
It is. And when you consider that, consider if your brand is 360 degree brand engagement, because a lot of the time it's only the external brand that's been considered. And when you consider 360 degrees, it may be time for a refresh in order to be able to have it carried all the way through.
Absolutely. So that wraps up this episode. Thank you again for checking out our podcast. We record these as a part of our passion to help business owners grow their brands. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends and rate and review us on iTunes or through your favorite podcatcher. Have any questions, email us hello@blazeexperts.com. And as always, check out our website, blazeexperts.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.